Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everybody, listen in, because it's important. It's going to help you with your life. It's going to help you realize what is, you know. I mean, honestly, you're listening to co-host, Hostmaster Talk Dude, and the one and only Comedy Organic OK. And this is I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Let's talk to you a little bit about self-help, about personally fighting for that greater good, you know, whatever. Look forward to talking to you. Please call in. Let us know what you're... We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, do you want to add anything?
You know I always want to add something, man. You know this show go, man. You know, like sharing the conversation, you know, the journey you've been taking, the life, you know, I ain't going to give it away because I'll tell you about that. We're going to, you know, you're going to, and they're going to hear, and I just want you to not stop breaking on this, man. Get it done. Be happy. There's enough people out there don't want people to be happy. Just be happy for yourself. Free your happiness. Talk to the world out there. That's one of the things that Talk do is he's always been, for the most part, you've been a person that, you know, you've been a person that's going through different, you know, chapters of your life as we live life. And you get to that point, man, you get up there, young man. You get up, you don't age, you know what I mean? This is the wisdom chapter. And it's too bad that, you know, the world has to go through this opposition, right? It's too bad, right? And we've been listening, hearing people's stories, but have we been really listening to people's stories, right? We've been sitting back, popcorn, and, you know, doing things, society, but doing things, listening to people with tragedy moments, right? And when a war has to have tragedy come through them, what does that really mean? Talk, dude. What do you think that really means? Well, the war has to have tragedy go through them.
I think what it means basically is that there needs to be a traumatic event that happens to you for you to learn. I mean, even the entrepreneur people say, they try to tell you stuff in school, but you need to learn through experience, living life, all that mess.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is people have been like, in a sense, you know what I mean, kind of living off other people's pain and acting like it didn't exist for them, you know. It's oblivious, you know, like, I don't know what happened. I don't identify. I'm in this social class. I live here. Or I don't know what this is. And just, you know what I mean? Like, could you imagine, your life, someone don't understand what you've been going through, and they're just trying to use all everything they can to undermine you and just discredit you and say, oh, I don't know, so I really don't care, so I didn't know, so why, you know, that's some people's excuse, right, mm-hmm. to not to get to know you, right? And not saying that they don't have the right to not to get to know you. They have the right, right? They have the right to not get to know you, but they don't have the right to segregate you, right? They don't have the right to give you something that you deserve, you work for, and you may be beyond their ability, beyond their resources. See, and that's the ability that you truly supposed to have, right? So
right.
When they see you, it's not to see you at your best for them to be grateful and feel like you're worthy, but you be at your best so you can truly understand that they're not your best. You get my point? See,
yeah.
When we realize people are not your best and that's not the norm, then you start to say, oh, this is not everybody, right? Because in a certain way, you live in that world. A lot of people like that live in that world, think that's everybody because they don't have the resources and not exposed to people beyond this trash, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're living in some kind of third world country and you're living in trash. Trash is everywhere. Trash become like part of your best access of things because, like, this is, you know, But when you start seeing something beyond this, it looks foreign, full awkward, right? You see these people that get something that it feel odd because it makes things around them look different, right? And when you got something that make things around you look different, when you get so much of it, it makes your trash look offended, right? Because you're not based on limitations within those things, right? So when your trash get offended, you know this is not your life and the best you can do. And this is telling you when things come in your life and it's embarrassing, the trash is supposed to be embarrassed because it's embarrassing the ability that you could be beyond this, right? Mm-hmm. And you can feel how it moves you with a different flow with things that are meant for you to have paired to things that's dying, right? You be around people that feel like they're emotionally dying. Emotionally, I don't mean they're physically dying. Emotionally dying and all these things, you can feel the waves, right? When you understand these things, you understand it's like you see roses. You was around a bunch of roses and things that was dying. You will see it. You'd be like, what's going on right here? Why everything like is dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you see things that are living. You start seeing the environment different, right? You start seeing vegetables and fruits and things that living is healthy. And these, guess what? When you start eating those things, what happens?
You become healthy and organic yourself. Yes, your body goes, it is revitalized.
That's what I'm saying to you. So if you know these things, don't go out your way and reach for things that's going to destroy your happiness. Go into that where that your happiness can find a way and it's free. It's so many people that not just disabled, but people that you truly are meant to meet and change their lives so you can have better results and better foundational seeing with this eyes and seeing with your heart and seeing with your ability so you can have another experience that you have not necessarily experienced, but your desires want to experience. You know my point?
I get your
and
point.
And when you start seeing these things on a bigger scale, you start realizing a lot of parents around the world, not just here in the States, but around the world, truly will respect you, truly understand. But you have to stop taking this energy and abandon it like it's just supposed to be a garbage can, right? Like, it, you know, when you got garbage can, what do you have? When it's the best of the best, you have compost. Some people don't have a garbage can. What they have? Compost. Or something that recyclable, because guess what? The stuff that they have, depending on what they are, you got some people that are, you know, they don't have a garbage can. You know why? Because nothing they use is trash. Everything they be using is compost, things that will be able to be reused, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think about life. You don't have to have a garbage can. Some people just have a garbage can and maybe a compost or something like that. You know, it just depends. Some people don't got all that because they know they have to pay for it, depending on how big it is, right? So the size you have, you have to pay more based on the size, right? And some people, they, you know, landlords and, you know, places where you stay at, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to accommodate the luxury ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have the option, right? And this is the thing I've been talking. I like to say, you know, I can't forget this. I have to say thank the host of the show, Talk Dude, thank you for hosting this show. Thank you for taking the time. I'd like to say thank those out there that's listening to this show. And Talk Dude is, you know, he's very nurturing, you know, and he does at moments, he does have certain things where he's thinking. And I tell a man, think to be free. Don't think to be locked in, right? And think to be free, that means that people can experience you as you're thinking, right? And you can have your private thoughts in your mind, but it will reflect in people that gravitate to the turning of your ability, right? That turning ability, you notice how you're mixing something up? They will experience you differently, right? So think about that. you start putting that energy out there, you start gravitating to people that you never known was right there. Now you able to pull them in because you have prepared, you have prepped the ability, you have prepped the experience that people will truly, you know, be benefiting and contributing to you too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, tough dude, you know, one of the things I always tell you, man, don't do that old or narcissistic kind of conversation, because people do that. You know, we come up from an era when people said, mm-hmm, it was had some derogatory to say to you. Now people use these words like they still don't mean derogatory when people use it. So when you say, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we don't want to talk like that. So you say, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, in my ass, I got to say something to you. You know that. So stop saying, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, because we don't want to talk like that. It's almost, in a way, it's almost like about to be, it's like a punchline to say something rude.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, maybe I'm being noncommittal. Maybe I'm just going, uh-huh, like a guy pretending to listen to his wife.
But that's what I'm saying. I just told you. It was not, it was almost, it's almost a punchline to talk trash about somebody.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking trash.
Like I believe you, like I really believe you. Like that's what people will be like, yeah, sure, yeah, sure. Like when I heard people start saying sure, I was like, man, people, who gets away with saying sure? Sure is almost like some, if people was like, oh, whatever means that way, man, come on, there's too many people in this world. Well, who started being able to start soliciting sure? I seem like back in the day, I used to hear comedians that, you know, be a lot, I mean, it was probably my age 20, 30 years ago. And they would, you know, talk, you know, two people knew, but like, you know, some of those derogatory words, but, you know, that's my point I'm making. But this is a show. I must lean back for a moment and, you know, take a moment to reflect.
All right. Let's take a moment to reflect.
You could talk. I'm just telling me.
Okay, I want to say something. Now, understand something. I'm basically somebody who's trying to live basically a little bit organically myself. I have a hard time, you know, basically making a habit of doing this, cutting out all the foods that I'm used to and whatever. But that is it. It's a chore. It's a lifestyle. A lot of us.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Change don't happen, right, because we've been programmed. But think about, once we leave those habits that never been helping us, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're really trying to get to where you really enjoy, think about what's not enjoyable by is keeping you in this toxic, contaminated factor. So if you truly want to be on the other side of that, you have a truly different experience if you don't allow yourself to have that kind of, you know, parsley is eating. You know, if you ask anybody that's truly healthy. Now, we understand health can reflect in the difference in you and what you need as an individual and what's your body, right? So understanding your body, right? Understanding, that's what I'm saying, understanding your body and understanding you shouldn't be eating what? What is a person like you shouldn't be eating that dealing with different situation, right?
I've heard nothing but bad things about monosodium glucamate. I've also heard that high fructose corn syrup is a brand of poison.
Okay.
Yet they give it to the kids.
Okay. So now look. Now you heard of that, right? So you look it up, do your research, understand it's not good. And when you truly back that up, see, this is what different people fail to realize. If something is not good, right, and you know it's not good, and people try to push it upon you because this is a bias and almost like a habitual system of propaganda, then how can you really win? If somebody you're talking to, they got a habitual system. If you want to say this, because we went to nursing homes, right? If you know the nursing homes faculty members that are at some facilities, or the ones, I mean, whatever, some whatever facility, because they everywhere, right? You don't know what they all at, right? Because you ain't been all. But what I'm saying to you is, the person is dealing with an oppositional space with someone that's, you know, doing something not right. If you talk to the person, a lot of times you talk to the person that's doing a perpetrating thing, sir, don't be on the phone, thank you. You would have the experience of the perpetrator, and the perpetrator will probably seduce you in a way that you would be justifying the actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So traditionally, if you're dealing with the person perpetrating, they have some excuse or have something. Normally, depending on the perpetrator, because they have different ways to be slippery, right?
Right.
Think about how many people that's being put through this system, and the perpetrator got their own system of what they're doing, and it becomes a way of life based on what they've been getting away with and how they're going about it, right?
Right.
And you have to think about the system that you've got to go through to get screened and go into facilities to do entertainment based on the facilities. It's already a loaded hand. Because it's not the entertainment that they're picking is a faculty member. The faculty member is picking entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not even getting a fresh shakedown from the people, what they're like. And that is, I don't like the, you know, they pick some people and the people might not like it, but they might be speaking for all the people, right? So it's not even a system to truly get something that they could become better, right? If you got somebody that's poisoned or contaminated and you give them part of the, you know, the infrastructure that's in place and destroying them, they may destroy everybody because no one sees the solution, right?
Yeah.
And that's hard to see somebody when they're mine or their mind and the physical issues. And now, you got to be clear about this because, you know, I know it to be clear. Every person in the nursing homes are not there permanent. Some people are there for rehabilitation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the people there coming in, leaving out, people there, they are mentally so stable, but they physically have issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's different things. Some people can't, you know, actually take care of themselves, but they have no mental problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got some people that have mental problems and physically can't take care of themselves. And then you have those where family members don't want to be bothered with them, right? So they're there. Some people, imagine people dealing with problems that you will be dealing with, and now they're older, and they could be people that was not appropriate, I would call it appropriate, to assist you, right? Imagine people that's like you, that if they would, imagine someone like you would just take your time and go around the world and give someone like that and just a collective group of people, y'all have people like yourselves would have more understanding about the whole system of someone that's not mentally ill, that's disabled. And I think one of the things is like, you gotta understand, man, you can't act like the stereotype of what a dumb gorilla or some shit is, you know. But, you know, research show a lot of things about animals that some people just don't get and just use it, you know, the stigma of what that is, that people identify with that, right? So if you take these things and you get the extra thing, you would understand what disabled is on another level. And then when you understand that level, guess what happens? You start understanding what disabled is from another level of something that's not even the same, right? You got somebody that's older, they may have dementia or may not have dementia, may just have mobility problems that just stuck in this place till they die, like a prison. And it's not enough people that, like in your situation, that may not be permanently, you know, changing. You're changing, man. If you get the right stuff in the next 15, 20 years, you may die the opposite of where you started from. You see what I'm saying? You may die, I mean, realistically, we know you're going to die opposite. I don't want to get too much of that away, but you're going to die the opposite of what you've been experiencing from the beginning because the resources you have, the, you know, access and things. But think about, you spend your whole life just complaining and think about disability. I'm just going to be disabled and I'm doing this. Guess what? You're never really going to be able to help the bigger ability of your ability, right? Once you have the bigger ability, your ability, you won't have those things in the way, you know, and you address disability totally different, because once you understand disability from another position and understand how to, you start helping people, truly helping people instead of helping the problem, right? And the people that get all the credit, who gets all the credit for helping people and helping people, people that do the research, people go to college, people that, they get all the credit most of the time. Right? Because they're the one understand somewhat, understand how to investigate, because it's people that don't have degrees but have the desire that push some of that, but they're not getting the credit. So I'm saying to you, you could do so much for disabled as a whole if you just stop living like you're an old person in a nursing home that lost your will. I mean, if this all you're going to do is just sit there and lose your will all day, and I mean, I know what society gives you this, oh, yeah, you this and this and this. You know, you are a pick and pull emotionally car. You should be in junkyard. If you realize how many stories have been people underdogs that never should have made it, and they became the biggest entertainers, the biggest, you know, whatever field, because they had desire and people around them didn't have desire. You see the difference? They got the desire, but the people around them. So once they start getting people that recognize, oh, you got this talent, they start becoming more. But people around you, don't waste your energy with people that are not going to understand your ability. Now, we'll see what time we got here, sir.
8 minutes till.
Yeah, but we cannot. It's one of the things that we won't be able to do. We haven't forgot. This is the part of the show that we must talk about. The women, man! Talk Dude has always, his whole life, he's been talking about attractive women. It's been a big part of his life.
Okay. No, go ahead. Go for it.
Now he's like he's trying to prank me now.
No, absolutely not.
He's been talking about attractive women his whole life. And, you know, just to just live in this factor where he can travel with different parts of the world and he wouldn't even be looked at the way you're not even looked at the way you looked at. You know, you go to the States and certain cities in the States are just, you know, individuals in the States. You find out certain people are dealing with drug issues, dealing with other issues that just in your space, man, like a rusty needle or some rust that's, if it cuts you, you're going to amputate yourself. If we're accessible to certain people that don't have mental problems, and have ability to change what they've been dealt with, why are we allowing them to be suffocated by people that's going that direction and be intentionally mentally ill because, you know, damaging their minds from drugs? This person has so many, you know, in encounters with drugs, and it wasn't necessarily disabled, but they became disabled because of drug issues, right? You have experienced this a lot, people that have problems, and you look at them, and they can tell the difference between you and them. And still, they pick you as a problem, and you just sit back. You just sit right under it, like a attractive woman being prostituted. Like you just won't take the time. You just want to sit in that pocket and just be this comfortable slave. You know,
terrifying thought.
Well, they all say it's terrifying, but. If somebody's always undermining the solution and the help, and they're sacrificing the help, they're in the term of cross contamination are those that understand they're making the solution and the help the trick. The trick care, but guess what? What makes the trick? Not just a trick, and those factors is a lot of the trick do things that is, in a sense, just as evil as the system that they're operating under. But what separates that is their mindset to be contaminating and undermining to the factors that may help them. And what happens is once they change their life, the same system that they're dealing with, they're operating under that. Really, they're undermining the system that's helping them, because the system that's helping them was trying to use things from them. So now they're contaminated from another position, because this person out here dealing with them and trying to help them, and this person tried to get this from me, this, and I was this age. And this is really, in certain ways, people that hid behind that and a factor. This is like seeing contaminated germs and flies fly together.
Right.
You know, contaminated germs is like dust and trash flying in the air, and the flies. It's just, this is contaminated all the way around. And for you to truly desire an attractive woman, and some woman tell you that you're superficial for one attractive woman, and you allow this woman to oppress you because you want to make her feel comfortable when her, this polluted, you know. When you go to the store, I tell this all the time, you go to the store, you don't go to the store to pick up the fruit and vegetables that spoil, you know, that's not what you're, not what, people that know what to pick. You don't, you know, like you're trying to get it cheap and you got no money, but it depends on, you know, they go, well, this fruit is available because it's got better nutrients. I mean, the basic person looking for the fruit is the most healthiest, the most fresh. Is that by accident? No. You don't look for a woman that's the most of whatever. Now, you've been programmed and you want something for something different. Why is the most important woman, the most attractive woman, get taken off the top quick? The one are willing to do, they're available? No. The best women, the attractive women, the most educated ones, normally when they're stable and they're the ones that go to market quick, right?
Uh-huh.
So if that's the case, why, if you look at the woman that you normally get, once you just settle, you start getting what? The bottom of the ones. And guess what happens?
What?
They never realize in the reality, they are like another inside-out addicted system where they're just polluting everything. As you know how children that don't have boundaries, they just destroy everything?
Dang.
It's like that. It destroys everything, and when you realize it, you just, and you realize it's a system. Everything can be wrong. You know what I mean? It's something to something, right? Everything just can't be wrong because you are on the opposite side of a man. You can't say everything wrong because you're a man. Everything can be wrong. Just because of what you're saying. But you will see how things change. Now, my name is Comedy Organic, okay? And the host of the show is Talk Dude. Talk Dude, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. You can pick up all our shows on blogtalkradio.com. You can pick it all up. Get involved. Start living a little bit organically yourself. Find yourself. Weed out the poisons.
Oh,
that are in everyday life.
Dang. See, you say things very powerful, and you want a very simple reaction. You know what I mean? It's like a woman go outside, she got her backside all out, breasts all hanging out, and she want people to make simple remarks, right? You want to castrate the intellect rousing of the vibration levels. Like a bull see red, and, you know, normally a bull rouses up because they rouse them up, and, you know, if you look at a bull, he's not even aroused. They go in and shock his testicles and do all these things. And then show him red. And he's like so upset. I don't know why they keep showing me this red, but I'm upset. I'm like, the start is red. And then they're like, why is the bull so aggressive? It's shocking the bull, the testicles and all this stuff. It's your red. Man, this is a, I told you, it's about cross-contamination. Cross-contamination is a real issue. Once you clean the contamination, you don't have the contamination that you're dealing with. I'm commonly organic, okay? Good night.
Good night. Thank you, and good night, everybody.